Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, praise God. We are saved today because of God's Son, Jesus Christ. God's love for us, praise God, that, amen, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish. It's amazing grace that we are abundant. It's amazing grace that's keeping us today. I just thank God, amen, for who he is, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. Amen. When I wake up in the morning, I want to wake up to him. Amen. Praise be the name of God. When I go to bed at night, praise God, my mind is already made up, praise God, that I would serve him. So the next day and the next day and the next day, praise God, there's a surety, amen, praise God, that's where I want to be. I don't know about you, praise God, but all of us, amen, are going to go through something in our lives. And it's how the outcome is going to be that's going to really make it good for us, praise God, if we stay with God. Amen, praise God. Joseph had an assignment, and my thought is the life of Joseph. Well, he had an assignment, and that assignment was to do the will of God. And I won't go into scripture text reading as much as I'm going into the word itself. Amen, praise God, because I don't have a 30 minutes, praise God, and I don't want to run through this, amen, praise God, but I want to bless God in the midst of it, because when I bless him, it will be a blessing to you. Father God, amen, praise God, as I open up my mouth, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I just praise and bless your name today. Who is worthy to be praised? Amen. Praise God. Who can do everything but fail? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I ask that you would touch those that are sick, incarcerated. Amen. Praise God. That's going through financial difficulties. Amen. Praise God. That's going through a lot of things. Amen. And praise God. Don't know that. Amen. You're right there. You're not around the corner. But you're right there, Father God, and you're just one praise, one prayer away. So, God, I trust you. Amen. I trust you, knowing that, God, as I pray, you will answer my prayer today. Before we go out to our designated areas, praise God, for church, amen, praise God, we bind up Lucifer, and it works. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, Joseph had an assignment. And you need to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I got an assignment too, but I'm going to be just like Joseph this time. Praise God. I failed my life. I failed doing the will of God so many times because I didn't understand, or I didn't care enough. I thought I loved God, but when problems started coming in my life, I began to want to pull away from him, and I began to want to accuse him, and I began to want to say, well, the prophet lied, and all these kind of things would hit my mind. That's what a lot of y'all are saying. But me, as far as myself, I always would go in prayer. And when I didn't understand a thing, I would question God. But I never would give up. Even when the enemy just tried to overtake me, I would never give up. I would always fight to the finish because, amen, praise God, I knew that the attacks that I wasn't going through, legitimate enough for me to say, well, I go in and throw in the towel because I'm that kind of person. Satan wants you to be that kind of a person, that kind of a person that will think that Jesus didn't save us by grace, that think that we are still walking in condemnation because we are sinners. But once we are saved by grace, amen, we become a part of God's kingdom, and Jesus done forgave us for our sins and cast them in a sea of forgetfulness, and we should go on. But we still want to hold on to that and be condemned and convicted about that so much until we just allow Satan to dictate to us. And then we end up serving him. Well, I felt that I wasn't guilty anymore. I repented, and I went on, and I asked God for forgiveness. And so Romans 8 said, now there is therefore no condemnation to them that walk in, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Well, I was walking after the Spirit, and I wanted the things that were of spiritually discerned. So I would fight. I would fight, and I still fight this devil even up to the day. Amen. But, amen, there's a specific call on everybody's life. And all of it will evolve around what Joseph experienced and various others experienced in the Bible. And a lot of people say, well, I'm not of the Old Testament, and I don't need that. Jesus, amen, let us know, amen, we don't just eat part of it, we eat the whole roll. Praise God. You got to eat the whole roll in order to understand what God did and why he did it. We listen at the who, what, when, and why. Everything got a specific order because we are scheduled up under a time zone, whereas with God there is no time frame for him. But we are limited. Amen. Praise God. We're born. We live. We grow up. Amen. We become adults. Then we become senior citizen. And then all of a sudden, there we are. We die. Well, I don't want my breath to be taken away not doing the will of God. Joseph had an assignment, the life of Joseph. Amen. Praise God. And his assignment was to do God's will. But in order to get to a specific place at a specific time, the timing of the Lord, he had to go through something. If you are who you say you are, you're going to go through something in order to get promoted, in order to complete your assignment. And Joseph, amen, was a dreamer. And he would tell his brother and his fathers his dreams. And they would, brothers were envious and they were jealous because God was talking to them. Today in society, amen, we go through the same thing. Soon as we begin to reveal to them that, no, I'm a Christian now, amen, I don't no longer want to participate in the things that you want to participate in, sisters and brothers and mom and daddy. They begin to convict you. They begin to condemn you. They begin to persecute you. They begin to show their jealousy by the things that they do. And so Joseph took a stand. When you know who you are, you ain't going to give up. The Bible said the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but them that endure to the end. This is an endurance. It ain't how quick you are. How quick you can get up and be a pastor, an apostle, an evangelist, or a teacher. You need to sit down sometime and wait on the Lord until your change comes. But Joseph knew that he had an assignment, but he didn't know how he was going to get to it. He thought he was going to stay in the midst of his brethren, and the assignment was going to be in the midst of them. You need to tell your neighbor, I'm looking at you today, neighbor, and I found out, sisters and brothers, neighbors and friends, that my assignment ain't with you, but I travel alone. We don't want to travel alone. We rather take that persecuting sister or that persecuting brother or that neighbor that always speak negative after you done spoke the positive along with you. You got another lot hanging around with you, and then all his men servants begin to strive against Abraham's servants in order to take over a certain plot of land. And they're there to take over so that they can keep you in a undedicated state with God and you never finish your course. So God seeing that if Joseph didn't move out from his family, so-called friends, associates, amen, buku buddies, amen, praise God, those bosom buddies, those my boos, that Joseph would never be able to complete his assignment. One of the things that the brothers was jealous of because his father had made him a coat of many colors. So when they decided to get rid of Joseph, they took the coat back to the father dipped in lamb's blood, or sheep blood. And they gave it to Jacob, and Jacob mourned over it. Sometime when you leave your family, your mom and daddy might mourn, might want to, you know, give up a cry or whatever, because they lost that child, so they thought. But that child is set on assignment to do something tremendous for the family in the long run. So that coat of many colors represents the nations that Joseph was going to save. He didn't know it. He didn't know what it meant. Amen. Praise God. But he knew that it was a symbolic thing of royalty, of kingship, of being notable, of being somebody special. Praise God. God will call you first, begin to minister to you, show you visions and dreams, tell you what he's going to do for your life. And as soon as he do that, the wicked one will come and he'll start showing you visions and dreams and try to out-show you what God is doing. It's not the greatest thing, but he got something better for you. The devil have traps for you. And so Joseph did not know that he was not going to only acquire that one coat, but through his lifetime he was going to acquire three coats altogether. That first coat represented the anointing that would call him forth, amen, into the ministry and his walk with God in order for him to complete his purpose in life. We have purpose, praise God. We have assignments, and we're letting the enemy rob us. Satan wants you, he's the thief to come to kill, steal, and destroy, and he'll do everything dirty he can to you throughout your assignment. Amen. He don't hit you just one time. That dog gonna hit you over and over and over again. You ever heard the saying, every time I look around, seem like I just come out of this and something done hit me again? Well, that's the way Satan is. He ain't gonna let up. But you can't give in. That's one of the keys. You cannot give in. You got to endure. So they took and they sold him, amen, to the Ishmaelites. Amen. That the Ishmaelites was Ishmael, Abraham's first son, seeds, his kinfolks. That was Joseph's kinfolks that went and sold him into Egypt. In Potiphar bought him, and after so much suffering, he began to work for Potiphar, and Potiphar made him a ruler that he would be in a position to rule over people as they worked for Potiphar. And then he was very intelligent that he brought in new systems in order to enhance the life of the enemy. Sometimes we're placed in the midst of our enemies, and our enemies are being blessed right along with us, but it's all a setup so that God can bless us. Depending on our attitude, our character has to be developed in the midst of it. We have to be disciplined. That's one of the key things. Again, we got, amen, praise God, so many key things, but that's another one of the key things that we have to do. We have to be disciplined in order to get characterly developed so that the enemy will not overthrow us, because we have an adversary out there. So the first coat, amen, was representatives of the nations, and Jesus Christ shed his blood for all mankind. Amen. Praise God. But in that, there was an anointing that could not take him to the next level. So he had to go and be anointed to go to the next level, because every level you're going to go through new devils. And so in that, amen, praise God, he was sold. He was placed up under the authority of Potiphar, where he began to enhance the lives of his enemy and began to do great things. Amen. Praise God. But he was also abused in the midst of it, to the point that, amen, Potiphar's wife began to lie on him. Amen. Praise God. And try to seduce him. And Joseph would not obey him. No, literally obey her. Amen. Praise God. So he stuck with the laws of God, the commandments of God. We don't want to stick with the commandments of God. We want to do it our thing. But it's better that you obey God than man. So, amen, he obeyed God and would not end up fornicating, end up in lust. And he kept himself pure. We don't want to keep ourselves pure. In the midst of our assignments, amen, in order to get, amen, our bling bling and whatever else on, amen, praise God. If it's to please the pastor, we'll go sleep with the pastor in order to preach. Or we'll go sleep with one of the, amen, praise God, members of the church in order to get ahead, to get money, to get recognition. But it's better that you wait on the Lord when you're assigned. Amen, praise God. It's better that you endure as a good soldier when you are on an assignment. Joseph kept all the commandments of God. Amen, praise God. And Potiphar ended up giving him a coat, praise God. That was the second coat, amen, and that coat was an anointing of authority, amen, praise God, and the building up of character and recognition, amen, praise God. And so because of that, the enemy wanted to literally stop him from doing his work, amen, praise God. Potiphar ended up putting Joseph in prison because of his wife. She wanted him killed. Satan want to silence you so that you can't tell the truth and do the will of God. So he'll put obstacles in your way, problems on the job, problems with your marriage, children on crack, everything hitting you at one time, and you not knowing and understanding that in the midst of these problems and your sufferings, that's when you're made. You're being characterly made, being steadfast. You're being in a position where you learn how to be obedient and wait upon the Lord until your change comes. They that wait upon the Lord shall mount up on wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You have to be so anointed with the second coat, amen, being placed upon you. Amen, praise God. It was all set up by God, praise God. So that when the enemy come in, you won't faint. Joseph could have fainted and died, gave up, wouldn't have told the truth to Potiphar. He told Potiphar, say, I'm not that kind of a man. My God don't tell me to go out and sin. Potiphar believed him. He said, I've been honest with you all the days that I worked for you. You can be honest with the boss, and he'll still try to destroy you. He'll still cause you to live in an uproar. Amen. Praise God. But it's all a setup so that God can promote you. So you know that the second anointing, amen, it was good while it lasted. But then, amen, praise God, you go into another place, another area in your life, amen, another dimension of your walk, amen, from level to glory that, amen, you know that you know that you know, amen, you're going to need something for these devils because you know you had experienced something in your last, amen, coat, your second coat. So you begin to, amen, get closer to God. Don't pull from him when you're going through, but get closer to him. Have more fellowship, more love relationship, more worship, more praise with him. Because God is setting you up, amen, for your blessing, because that first coat still is recognized. It wasn't cast ever away. Jacob kept Joseph's coat with him all the way through his lifetime. He didn't throw it away. He cried over it. He mourned. He grieved over it. Your anointing is there. It's tangible. It's transferable. So every level you got to, amen, use it in order to destroy devils. Amen. Praise God. So as Joseph went on and was placed in prison, amen, praise be the name of God, that was a butler and a baker. God said in assignment, whenever that is the enemy trying to come in and trying to overthrow you, he'll send people your way to encourage you or either to walk with you or either to tell you something, amen, so that you can tell them what thus said the Lord. All during the time of Joseph's walk, he always expressed God's will. He was Christ-like, amen, praise God. And he expressed the will of God and told the truth. In this walk, you can't lie. In this race, you cannot, amen, cheat in this race. You can't pick up witchcraft. You can't pick up fornication or adultery in order to get ahead. But you got to wait on the Lord until your change comes. Job said all of my appointed time. He said, I don't care what you say. You done false accused me, friend. You done said everything. You done said that God don't work in this here. But God was making me in the midst of my suffering, in the midst of what Satan had did to me. I lost all of my children. I lost my cattle, all of my wealth. Amen. I was stripped down to nothing in order to become something. Some of you are going to be stripped down, amen, to nothing. Amen. Praise God. This great preacher was telling how, amen, praise God, had blessed him. He was preaching all over the world. T.D. Jakes, Juanita Bynum, Eddie Long and everybody else, he can preach, amen, praise God. And he was a white man, amen, and he was preaching in all these black churches, amen, praise God. Had gained his little wealth, had got his little house, got his little car, amen, and hired a servant. And this servant went in, and this servant ended up stealing all of his money. He was down to nothing, lost his home, lost his car, slept out on the streets, and then worked in the shelters, amen, and began to doubt God and began to set things, and all of a sudden his character, amen, kicked in, and his God began to minister to him and let him know, say, what you went through, amen, wasn't of me, but I kept you in the midst of it. Get back up and preach again. This man got back up and preached again, and when he preached, now he preaches with so much vehemence, so much power, because he had to go through something in order to be made. Joseph ended up, amen, in Pharaoh's house, amen, receiving his third coat, amen, praise God, and being in authority that not only he governed, amen, Pharaoh and his people, but he showed them a system of government that was from God that we as kingdom children should follow. If you're a kingdom child, who are you going to follow today? Amen. Amazing grace. Praise God. How sweet it is. So Joseph ended up in position, amen, so that the first coat of many colors could be represented. Not only did he save the nation of the Egyptians, but he saved nations that were all around Egypt, and he ended up saving his father and his household. We are on assignment, and your character has to be developed, you have to be disciplined, and you have to know who you are in God. Don't let the enemy steal your assignment, but fight him to the finish. Amen. Have a wonderful day.